This is the Voice of Business radio program presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, and it is sponsored by Fidelity Bank. And in just a moment, the chairman and CEO of Fidelity, Ed Mansi, is going to be speaking with Daniel Stroh and Tim Adler. Now, Daniel Stroh and Tim Adler are local developers. They're focused on converting underutilized buildings into desirable rental housing that meets the needs of the community, and they also manage the finished properties directly and seek to maintain a positive relationship with tenants and the surrounding neighborhood. And Ed Mansi, now along with Daniel Stroh and Tim Adler, all here together on Voice of Business. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
Ed, I'll turn it over to you so that you can tell us a little bit about Daniel and Tim.
Well, hey, thanks, Hank. It's good to hear your voice again. I'm going to let them do most of the talking about what their backgrounds, but I got to say right out of the gate, I couldn't be more thankful and grateful that have an opportunity to work with these guys. You know, the work that they're doing, and you'll hear the specific projects, but the ones that work with them, it's improving the quality of life in the community of Worcester that we care so deeply about. It's really, you know, the essence of our business. And, you know, we use this unique life design banking approach that helps clients like Tim and Daniel get clarity about the best options for them to move forward with confidence. And I think there's no better example of that than a project like this because of the level of complexity involved. So without further ado, I'm gonna jump right in to ask the first question to Daniel to give us, you know, we're gonna get to the project about the Chandler Street project. But first, maybe you could tell us about some of the other recent historical preservation and redevelopment projects you've done in the Worcester area.
Yes, thank you for having us. Well, prior to Chandler Street, prior to the development at Chandler Street, we have done two other historic renovations. And I call it first and second, but they actually happened most about the same time. One of them was a conversion of an office building. A vacant office building had been vacant for more than 10 years in downtown Worcester. And this was early on before we saw the spike in development in that area. And then the second one was a conversion of the former Indian Hill Grammar School into high-end apartment. And I just want to say that I've been a real estate developer for more than 12 years now, and I have never had a greater sense of community support as it was the case with our later project in Indian School, where all the community got together, the city officials. This was zoned as a single family, so it had to go through a very thorough we had to go through an amendment of the zoning ordinance to allow the conversion. So, we love this project.
Well, you know, the complexity of adaptive use projects like this compared to ground up is clear. And, you know, the Chandler Street project itself is originally home to a company that manufactured razors. I think it was J.R. Torrey and Company. What interested you in that building particularly?
The company that was hosted in that building was J.R. Torrey, and they were manufacturing straight razors and shaving accessories. I believe he started with shaving accessories because at that time, U.S. did not produce high-quality steel. So the high-quality steel had to be imported from Germany or England. And J.R. Torrey is a very inspiring entrepreneur, local entrepreneurial story. He was born and raised in Barre, Massachusetts, and he first started with a convenience store and had other ideas that, you know, did not bear fruit. But he was probably the first in the country to produce high-quality razors. Even today, there are many enthusiasts who use their products. Obviously, the business is not longer around, but the products still are. What interests us in that building was we saw a need for smaller apartments. You know, Worcester typically has these 3 decades, 1,100, 1,200 square foot, 3-bedroom apartments, doesn't have a lot of smaller 1-bedroom studios apartments. And we see the need for that. The building was a good fit because it's narrow and it has a lot of windows, so it leads itself into making being able to separate the space better. That's what attracted us. And of course,
how many units can you fit?
We are fitting 47, but I'll let Tim speak about that.
Excellent. All right. So I guess we could segue to Tim. You can give us a little insight onto that issue. But also, I know this building was designated in an opportunity zone. We're going to get a little wonky about tax issues here, but I think it's an important part of the financing package here. So maybe you could talk to us a little bit about how that impacted your decision to move forward too.
Sure. The Opportunity Zone is a very recent program put in place by the federal government. It actually had very strong bipartisan support. The idea was to steer development dollars and development money into areas that typically hadn't received a lot of money and were underinvested. And in particular, the program provide some favorable treatment on capital gains as a result of that. And for us, that's not the most attractive feature of this project. As Daniel said, we were really attracted by the building and what we could do for that area and for that neighborhood. And the tax treatment that might come out of that is sort of like a cherry on top or icing on top. Of otherwise an attractive cake. I don't think it ever makes sense to go into a project thinking about the tax angles. We're much more interested to go in sort of thinking about what we can do for the community, what the community needs, I think that the tax program kind of helps everybody feel comfortable. I know when we started working with Fidelity early on, they saw our vision and they could see what we were trying to do with the building, and everything sort of came together. It really just fit together. The opportunity tax benefits, the bank's willingness to get in and invest alongside us into a neighborhood that hadn't seen a lot of investment. And then we were able to sort of bring our skills and experience along to it. And we hope we've come up with a pretty compelling project.
Yeah, maybe just run with with that theme about the project itself, but maybe a little more color on the building, the number of units, sizes, when you expect it to be completed, that sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Ed. So the building, as Daniel mentioned, it's we're going to be offering a number of, so we have 47 apartments, the majority of which are studios and one beds. So as Daniel mentioned, not something that we've seen a lot of in Worcester, and we think that there is a need for that, a strong need for it. So in our building, we've got 31 studio apartments. They start in size around 450 square feet. We're going to have 12 one-bed apartments and then four two-bed apartments. Four of those apartments will also be handicap accessible. We have a brand new elevator, full-size elevator going in. There's going to be off-street parking. What we think is going to be a nice fit-out. So the idea is that the apartments will be a little smaller, but because they are smaller, we can make them nice with nice kitchen amenities and granite and stainless steel appliances. But still keep the rent affordable and in reach to many, many folks. In terms of completion deadline, that's always every developer's favorite question, when's it going to be finished? But we're on track. We think that that we'll have apartments ready for early in the new year, and we'll more or less have them ready floor by floor. And we're really excited to start showing the apartments and getting people moved in.
Yeah, that is very exciting for you, for the bank, for that neighborhood. You know, what's kind of interesting that, you know, there's some historical tax credits associated with it. So that what's interesting to me is what part of the historical detail of that building are you going to preserve? Can you share that with us, Daniel, a little bit?
Generally speaking, every aspect of historic project, every aspect of the building has to be preserved or restored or protected. And it's not only, features such as doors or stairways. Of course, those need to be protected, but also the feel of the building. You know, if the building was used for industrial purposes, then you have to keep that industrial feel. If in the case of a school, we couldn't have exposed mechanicals. We had to soften that because it had to feel like a school. So, of course, the floors were preserved, brick, and the ceilings are going to be exposed. But some of the specific details, we had, for instance, some machinery that we found in the building that we are going to preserve and create a space for it. While doing excavations, we found some of the original tools in the factory that we're going to preserve, and we're going to probably have a historic a display with historic artifacts. I started collecting some of these straight razors and some of their marketing materials, so that is all going to be displayed for residents.
Well, you know, that sounds cool. You know, I can't wait to hope you have a grand opening and you can get a tour early, an early look at it. And we're kind of at the end of our time here, but when you mentioned the strong bipartisan support, you know, I'd love to hear about when a project comes together and it's because of the workings of the public sector, the private sector, the local community, all working together. That is how positive change is made in that whole neighborhood. You know, there's, you know, you're within proximity of the Polar Park, there's the Worcester Common Ground that just started. There's a lot of energy around there, and you guys are in early and making a positive difference with Fidelity Bank in a city that we care so deeply about. So we're very thankful and grateful to be partnering with you and look forward to great things to come. So thank you very much, and back to you, Hank.
Well, thank you very much. And on behalf of Ed Manzi, Chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, just want to say thank you to Daniel Stroh and Tim Adler, two great local developers you just heard, and this incredible job that they are doing. Stamp Factory Lofts, 128 Chandler Street. We have more to come straight ahead on Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce.